more news stories now. Parents are being hit with £300 laptop bills. Veterans and dignitaries mark a Second World War battle anniversary, and schools are facing a backlash over plans to replace teaching assistant roles.
Hard-up city parents have been slapped with £300 bill for school laptops. Thorpe St Andrew's School has written to parents telling them it is an expectation that all children joining in September must have a new Chromebook. And if they can't afford to pay the amount in full, they will be hit with monthly bills, and the final total cost rockets by another £125. The move has led some to fear a two-tier state education system could be created. Mum Michelle Sorrell said, "As a working disabled single parent, I have no disposable income, let alone for this unexpected cost. These costs are on top of school uniform, a calculator, maths kit, stationery, food tech supplies. This threatens to put more families in hardship."
Two Norwich City greats, whose partnership lit up Carrow Road, have linked up one more time in yellow and green in the memory of a murdered teen. Wes Houlihan and Grant Holt once again played side by side in canary yellow in a special event organised by the Joe Dix Foundation. Mr. Dix was just 18 when he was stabbed to death by Hans Beharry, Benjamin Gill and Cameron Palmer, all 19, in Vale Green, Mile Cross in January 2022. Following his death, his doting parents Phil and Emma Dix set up a charity in his name to raise awareness of the dangers of knife violence and gang crime in Norfolk. The charity hosted one of its first major events over the May bank holiday, a football tournament at Wroxham FC, which included former Canaries, friends of Joe and members of the emergency services. Also among the ex-Canaries were goalkeeper Declan Rudd and midfielder Mike Milligan, along with former youth player Joe Duffy, who helped organise the event.
Royal Norfolk Regiment veterans and county officials convened at Norwich Cathedral to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Kohima. The Battle of Kohima, a pivotal confrontation during the Second World War, saw six officers and 79 soldiers from the Royal Norfolks lose their lives. It is seen as the turning point of the Japanese offensive in India, fought across three stages between April the 4th and June the 22nd, 1944. Around 4,000 troops from the British and Indian forces died, and around 5,700 Japanese men died in one of the bloodiest conflicts of the war. The Battle of Almanza on April the 27th, 1707, was also remembered. The Easter Monday battle was during the War of the Spanish Succession and saw the Royal Norfolk Regiment suffer heavy casualties. The Kohima epitaph is engraved on the memorial of the 2nd British Division in the cemetery in Kohima in northeast India, bearing the words, "When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we gave our today." Representatives from the Kohima Education Trust were present, and the sacrifices made were remembered.
A father and daughter team has announced that they will be selling their hit city cafe after a successful 4.5 years. Greg and Gemma Gladwell purchased the Cherry Leaf in St Giles Street at the end of 2019, when Gemma was 22. "I came into the cafe without any business experience, and my dad has taught me so much," explained Gemma, 27. Greg is a businessman who worked at Aviva for 25 years before moving to work for companies in London while running the behind the scenes of the Cherry Leaf. The best job I've ever had is working with my daughter, he said. It has been brilliant. Now, 4.5 years later, the pair have decided that the time has come to hand the reins over to someone new. It has been testing at times, but very rewarding, and I've loved sharing a business relationship with my dad, said Gemma. The cafe is listed for £72,000, with 4.5 years left on a 9-year lease. Greg and Gemma have more than doubled the cafe's yearly turnover from £65,000 to £170,000.
An Academy Trust is facing a fierce backlash over its plans to replace all of its primary school teaching assistants with new roles in fewer numbers. The Wensum Trust, which has 8 primary schools across Norfolk, unveiled plans this week to make all its primary TAs redundant as it fights soaring running costs. The proposals would see these roles replaced by new pastoral and learning support staff, but in fewer numbers, with the amount dropping from 75 full-time equivalent posts to 48.5. But the Trust is now facing a backlash over the move, with more than 1,000 concerned people signing a petition calling them to scrap the plan. It was set up by mother of two, Rebecca Harrod, whose son, William, is a year 1 pupil at Lodge Lane in Old Catton, one of the schools affected. She said, "I was shocked when I read the plans and am really concerned about how it could affect children and teachers in the schools. I do not think it would be safe, I do not think it would be practical, and I think it will be the education of children that will suffer." But the Trust bosses have defended the proposals as the organisation fights to manage a budget that has seen energy costs increase by more than £500,000 in the past few years. Daniel Thrower, chief executive, said, "I would like to reiterate that we are not proposing to end educational support roles in our classrooms. Under our plans, the teaching assistant role will be absorbed into a new, similar role which will provide educational support in the classroom where it is needed most. We, along with all schools and trusts in the country, are underfunded by the government and our primary school budgets cannot cope. We have to find a solution to future-proof the education of our children."